sometimes you break the egg into the water.
That's poaching.
It's a poached egg then? How would you prepare a poached egg? Have I already said it all?
Well, that way, but the way I poach them, I have water in a skillet, boiling water, and I put it in a little egg cup, a little round, break it into that. Then the egg isn't into the water, you see.
The egg
is cooked with the steam or the boiling water.
The egg itself just fills that cup.
You ever call it a dropped egg?
I never did, but I suppose that would be a...
Do you ever coddle eggs? Have a coddled egg?
No. We have scrambled eggs, I suppose that would be a coddled eggs, wouldn't it?
A fellow told me something like a boiled egg, only instead of boiling it, you put it in the water and something, or they turn off the water, or put the boiling water off on another burner or something, and leave it for 8 minutes, and it's not quite boiled. It must be softer than a soft egg, I think. You take up some pork and take some pork and grind it up. You have
sausage.
And in order to do this, you're probably going to have to every so often take the pigs and
butcher them.
And the meat's been standing around too long. You have to get
spoiled.
Stale.
Or stale. Usually the one. Spoiled or stale.
Yeah.
And if the butter's been standing around too long, it's apt to get
strong.
Yeah. Strong.
Strong, yeah.
And do you ever make anything out of the head?
Head cheese.
Is that the same as sauce?
No, not sauce? Quite. No.
What's different?
Well, with sauce, you use cornmeal in it. Or that's the way I read the recipes. I always made the head cheese and didn't put any cornmeal into it.
That's the difference. Cornmeal.
There's just the meat in the head cheese and the seasonings.
How about the liver? Do you make anything out of that?
We ate it before we got time to make it. I didn't have anything.
You made the liver pudding?
No, I never
had. Or sausage? How about blood sausage and blood pudding?
Well, I had eaten it, but I didn't make it.
The Bible says, but don't eat the blood.
But I have eaten blood pudding that's made with the blood and bread.
Scrapple? You make scrapple?
Yeah, that's made out of...
scraps.
Scraps, yes.
Is that what that means, scrap? Scrapple?
Well, they use liver and...
Really? I didn't realize it.
Liver and...
on some of the heart.
Some of the heart.
Piece of the heart. And then
some of the tongue.
Yeah.
They never use the tongue, though. I don't think any other way than just boil it.
I'm gonna stay away from scrapple, I'll tell you that.
They take the, instead of boiling all the head piece, they just take off the meat off of the jowls and use that in the scrapple, you know. It's made with the
I've heard tell the people years ago,
meal too.
They can blood pudding. I don't see how it goes.
It's good. I ate that in Ohio.
I've heard of it there, but I never ate it. Off the side of the hog, you get
side meat.
Bacon.
Is there a difference, side meat and bacon? Same thing?
Well, the bacon usually is the smoke. It's about all the difference I can see.
That's the difference in the way it's prepared.
Mm-hmm. And the tough part on the outside of the bacon, you got to get rid of
the rind. Cut it off.
If you let milk stand a while, it gets kind of thick. You have a bowl, you might have a bowl of
sour milk.
You ever call it clobbered milk or loppered milk or curdled milk?
We didn't. Or sometimes we'd say the milk curdled, but we didn't expect it to.
Clabbered milk, I think, is what we called it at home.
Thunderstorms.